Beloved, God loves you. How do I know? God chose to be with you. Christ is born to share your life, to share your love. There is no greater gift we can offer someone than our life and love, and God has offered Christ's to us. Will Willimon, professor of the practice of Christian ministry at Duke, shares his reflections on visiting Haiti. He writes, "A few years ago, I traveled with a mission team to Haiti, one of the poorest nations in the world. For months, we collected shoes, eyeglasses, medicine, and food, following the lists that the missionaries had given us. Then we loaded all of our gifts into many boxes and suitcases and flew them to Haiti ourselves. There we spent a week working in a center for poor children. When it came time to return home, the night before we left, the missionaries said to us, 'We are so grateful, and the people are very grateful for all the gifts that you brought to us. We will put them to good use, as you've seen. But we are even more grateful that you came to be with us. It can get lonely here. Sometimes we wonder if anyone cares about our work. Visitors are rare, and the people here say to us, when you come down here, we are so thankful that the American Christians came to see us, to stand beside us, and to stand with us. We brought our gifts, and that was all well and good. But the greatest gifts we brought were ourselves.'" Elizabeth and Connie, sound familiar? We've heard the same from our sisters and brothers in Cuba. Any gifts we bring are greatly appreciated, for the need is great. But to be present with them, to share our life and our love and to receive theirs, to share our stories and to hear theirs, to be with them, to choose to be with them, is a gift beyond compare. This is what God has done for us in Christ. God has chosen to be with us. This is the good news proclaimed in the Gospel of John. God's word is spoken. Jesus Christ is born. In a word, a new relationship is born. A new world has come to pass. We see this creative power in our own words. Whether speaking words that hurt or heal, simply speaking a word can change a life forever. How much more can come from the Word of God? John writes, "In the beginning," and we are taken back to the goodness of God's creation, the creative, life-giving words spoken that day, the first day of creation, is Jesus Christ, the creative, life-giving Word of God born on Christmas Day. God has spoken a word that has changed our lives forever. No more shall sins and sorrows grow. No more shall thorns infest the ground. Christ has come to tell the world, God loves you. No longer must we stumble in darkness. The mystery of God's love has been revealed. God's word became flesh. Christ has come to share our life and love. We may walk with Christ in the life-giving light of God's love. The mystery of God's love is revealed. John says it this way: the Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word became flesh and shared our lives. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. My friends, we mentioned last night the tragedy in Berlin. This week we also grieved the tragedy in a market in Mexico. We heard horrible reports coming out of Aleppo. Our own nation is divided along countless fault lines. We are now hearing threats of nuclear escalation. This morning, we heard the news of the Russian plane that crashed over Syria. The list goes on. It is hard to imagine the darkness could get much darker. This is why we must embrace and share more than ever the joy of Christ's birth. For this good news, that God has chosen to be with us, has borne the poverty of a manger and endured the pain of a cross, and will not be shaken. Beloved, go home this Christmas day. Find new ways to share this love with your family and friends. Teach this good news to your children and grandchildren. Show kindness and forbearance to those you encounter each day, that all may see the mystery of God's love revealed in you. Thanks be to God.